This is Kent Lindquist back with the second hour of The Feeling of Jazz after the break of the news at the top of the hour. And as I stated in the first hour, my co-host Bill Sally is not around tonight. He's off on a well-deserved break. I'm going to forge ahead with a basic theme of this show tonight is jazz classics played by the great jazz artists of our time. And you can't go through a show, I don't think, without having at least one track by our man Dexter Gordon on tenor sax. This is from his album Generation. It's a Freddie Hubbard composition. By the way, Freddie Hubbard, for those who don't know, was out of Indianapolis, one of Indiana's finest jazz artists. And this is a composition called The Group. And besides Dexter on tenor sax, we have the composer Freddie Hubbard on trumpet, and Cedar Walton on piano. Let's listen to The Group.
Thank you.
It's a Freddie Hubbard composition called The Group. And the group was headed up by Dexter Gordon, of course, on tenor sax. Freddie Hubbard was there on trumpet, and a fine piano work was done by Cedar Walton. Now we're going to turn to a contemporary album, cut circa 58-59, called Kessel, Mann, and Brown, The Poll Winners. And they're referring to Barney Kessel on guitar, Shelly Mann on drums, Ray Brown on bass. All three of these gentlemen won their respective polls for their respective instruments on a couple of the polls that were run by like Downbeat or Metronome magazine. All the readers would write in and vote for their favorite artists on those particular instruments. And that year, those three gentlemen won their respective instruments, and so they got together and cut an album called Kessel, Mann, and Brown, The Poll Winners. And this is a Barney Kessel composition called Minor Mood. That was a minor mood, and that was quite a mood that was set there by Barney Kessel on guitar, Ray Brown on bass, and Shelly Mann on drums from their album The Poll Winners. Now we're going to go way back into the classic jazz bag, and this is probably the beginning of the cool school on the West Coast. The Jerry Mulligan Quartet. Featuring Chet Baker, of course, Jerry Mulligan on baritone sax, Chet Baker on trumpet. And I think this is the original group. I know it's the original drummer, Chico Hamilton on drums, Bob Whitlock on bass. This is a swinging little composition by Jerry Mulligan called Walkin' Shoes. Mulligan Quartet, of course, Jerry Mulligan on baritone sax, the young Chet Baker on trumpet, who went on to worldwide fame on his own after he broke off from the Jerry Mulligan Quartet, doing a Jerry Mulligan composition, Walkin' Shoes, from an old Pacific Jazz album cut around 1953. Now we're going to turn to some hard bop by one of the great pianists, composers, arrangers of that idiom, Horace Silver. And this is from Horace's album, Six Pieces of Silver. And it was six different compositions on that particular CD, or LP at the time. And includes a really all-star lineup. Donald Byrd on trumpet, Hank Mobley on tenor sax, Doug Watkins on bass, Louis Hayes on drums. This has turned out to be a jazz classic, and maybe the biggest hit that Horace had at that time, Señor Blues. Thank you. Senor Blues, classic composition by Horace Silver, and that was Horace on piano, who did that arrangement also for the group that had Hank Mobley on tenor sax, Donald Byrd on trumpet, Louis Hayes on drums. And so now we're going to turn to one of the giants of American jazz, and actually the name of the album on the contemporary label was called Benny Carter, Jazz Giant. Very appropriate title. This is a Benny Carter composition, A Walking Thing. Of course, Benny's on alto sax. And there's, see who else do we have on this track. I'm not sure who the other artists are. Maybe I can fill you in after the particular composition is over. But in any event, let's listen to Benny Carter leading up his group, doing A Walking Thing. Thank you. Alto sax man Benny Carter leading up his group on A Walkin' Thing from Benny Carter's album, The Jazz Giant. And I think it's noteworthy to set out the personnel on this on that particular track because they're all leaders and all-stars in their own right. That track had Ben Webster on tenor sax, Barney Kessel on guitar, Jimmy Rawls on piano, Shelly Mann on drums, Leroy Vinegar on bass, and Frank Rossellino on trombone. That was an all-star aggregation, to say the least. Now we're going to go back a little bit in a few years to a Riverside album called The Hawk Flies High. Of course, the hawk is referring to Coleman Hawkins, who was a kind of father of modern jazz tenor sax. And this is a Hank Jones composition called The Chant. Includes J.J. Johnson on trombone, Indianapolis' finest, Hank Jones on piano, Ivy Suleiman on trumpet, Oscar Pettiford on bass. Let's listen to Chant. Neat little swinger called Chant by pianist Hank Jones. Of course, that was the great Kilman Hawkins there on tenor sax from his Riverside album, The Hawk Flies High. It included J.J. Johnson on trombone, Hank Jones on piano, Idris Sullivan on trumpet, Oscar Pettiford on bass. Now we're going to go to a Blue Note album cut by that great alto sax man, Lou Donaldson. This is a title track from his Blue Note album, Blues Walk, written by Lou. It includes Herman Foster on piano. Let's listen to Lou Donaldson do Blues Walk.
Thank you.
That was alto sax man Lou Donaldson doing the title track of his Blue Note album, Blues Walk, written by Lou himself. Some tasteful piano there by Herman Foster, and some nice conga work there done by Ray Barreto. Now we're going to turn to a thing put together by bassist Oscar Pettiford. He did a couple albums where he was permitted to put together a big band. This is the Oscar Pettiford Orchestra in Hi-Fi doing a Randy Weston classic, jazz classic, Little Niles. The personnel in the orchestra is too many to recite. I'll give you an example of the quality of the sidemen. We have Kenny Dorham on trumpet, Al Gray on trombone, Gigi Grice on alto sax, Benny Golson on tenor sax. Let's listen to Oscar Pettiford's big band do Little Niles.
Thank you.
Was the Oscar Pettiford Big Band. It was cut on the ABC label back in the late 50s with doing a little Niles, Randy Weston composition. And if you listen closely, you heard that Oscar Pettiford moved off of the bass and took a fine pizzicato solo on the cello. Very unusual thing for a jazz artist to do, but he pulled it off very well. Well, this is Kent Lindquist, and you have been listening to Feeling of Jazz for the better part of the last 2 hours. My co-host, Bill Sadley, wasn't able to join us tonight as he's on a well-earned time off. We're here every 2 hours on Sunday night from 89.1 FM from 9 to 11. We hope you'll to see you again next Sunday night. We've got some more great jazz lined up for you, so we'll take it out with something by pianist Monty Alexander doing an old Nat King Cole tune, Straighten Up and Fly Right, and he is in the Oscar Peterson bag here, and he's playing with two of Oscar Peterson's former sidemen, Ray Brown on bass, Herb Ellis on guitar. Let's listen to Straighten Up and Fly Right.